It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
This week we learned that Sacramento lost out on a major project. After considering Sacramento for its $700 million manufacturing plant, Lucid Motors announced it's taking the 500-acre project to Casa Grande, Arizona. Why did the company choose Arizona?
Lucid Motors is an electric vehicle manufacturer that's based in Menlo Park. Basically, executives with the company attributed the decision to shovel-ready land there, as well as a quality workforce and a personal visit by the governor of Arizona leading up to this decision. But it's also worth noting that the company will receive a $5 million cash grant from the state of Arizona, as well as a wide array of tax breaks there as well. Lucid has committed to hiring 2,000 workers in Arizona by 2023.
How close was Sacramento to getting this project?
That's hard to say. It's possible that Lucid considered up to 60 different markets for the project during the process. We do know that state and county officials here had worked to lure the company to the capital region beginning in spring 2015. Those negotiations went on for months, but they apparently stalled earlier this year. We really don't know how much influence Governor Jerry Brown had in the company's selection process. Meanwhile, the California agency known as GoBiz says that it still plans to work with Lucid to expand the company's presence in the state.
A new housing forecast from Realtor.com predicts Sacramento will be the fourth hottest housing market in 2017.
That conclusion was due to job growth and population growth, as well as proximity to the expensive Bay Area. This does seem like a consistent trend, since Sacramento also ranked fourth when Realtor.com made its predictions for the current year.
Any chance we'll see more home inventory here as a result?
Don't get your hopes up. The experts with Realtor.com say that the national and local trend of limited home inventory is expected to continue with lots of competition for new listings. Home prices are also expected to rise by an average of 7.2%.
So still tough, or maybe even tougher, for first-time home buyers with no home equity to get their foot in the market.
Absolutely. Lots of competition out there. That trend does not seem to be subsiding in the near future.
A large accounting firm in Roseville, Galena, announced plans this week to merge with a nationwide firm. What does this mean for the local workforce?
Galena is the largest accounting firm in the Sacramento region. That's based on the number of local certified public accountants on staff. Galena is merging with a Minneapolis-based firm called Clifton Larson Allen. That's effective January 1st. Galena was founded in 1972, and through a series of mergers, it has since expanded to include 12 offices across multiple states. Locally, it has a Roseville headquarters and an office in Rancho Cordova. Now, the Rancho Cordova office will consolidate with the Roseville office, and Galena says its more than 300 workers will continue to serve clients locally and nationally.
Does the merger say anything about the accounting industry?
As larger firms have looked to expand in the region over the last decade, several locally based accounting firms have been acquired. In those examples, the firms are usually similar to Galena with a very large local presence.
Sacramento area startup Seat Ninja got more than 15 minutes of fame when it appeared on a reality TV competition this week. What's so interesting about this company?
Seat Ninja is an app-based reservation system for restaurants. It's part of the Glue Factory, which is a relatively new startup incubator in downtown Roseville. Its executives appeared on an episode of Billion Dollar Buyer, which is a reality TV competition on CNBC. Basically, the CEO of a restaurant and casino conglomerate travels through the country looking for possible deals with entrepreneurs.
Did they have any luck?
Well, they didn't get a deal on the episode. Basically, the host of the show attributed that decision largely to some technological bugs with the app at the time of filming. The executives with Seat Ninja have since said that those problems have been fixed. They are continuing to expand, and they say that the system is being used by almost 200 restaurants in Northern California.
Thousands of people, including a lot from out of town, will be running the annual California International Marathon this Sunday, which stretches from Folsom to downtown Sacramento. How big of an economic boost is CIM for the region?
It's a pretty big boost. The field is especially large this year. That means we're estimated to see about 6,000 hotel bookings as a result of the marathon, as well as an economic impact of between $7 million and $8 million for the area. That means we can look for those hotel bookings. This is especially notable because December is generally a slow time for hotels in the area. So this is a good boost for those hotels. Also, we should remember that a lot of these people coming in for the marathon aren't coming in alone. They're coming in with a team of supporters, and often they're staying in for multiple days kind of to familiarize themselves with the area and all that good stuff. It also means they'll be possibly staying in town after the marathon, at least briefly, to grab some brunch after the run.
Oh, Sonia, I know you're a runner. Are you going to be running the CIM?
Yes, I will be there. And now that I've said it on air, I have to actually show up.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.